Hey, all you big time rushers, welcome to Big Time Podcast, the Big Time Rush Rewatch Podcast, where we'll talk about the show, the band, the songs, and everything Big Time Rush related. It's the only life you got, so you gotta live it big time. This is Big Time Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Time Podcast. I am your host, Carly Mueller, and this is the podcast for rewatching Big Time Rush, the classic show about four hockey players who get turned into a boy band. And today we'll be talking about episode 2, Big Time School of Rock. Now before we get into the episode, last episode I called Rock Records, Rock Studios a bunch of times. I was listening back and I was like, oh my god, Carly, come on. I know what I'm talking about most of the time. It's Rock Records. Hopefully I don't make that mistake again. My bad. Any other business? Well, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at Big Time Podcast. The only social media I got going. I should work on that eventually. So let's get into this episode. Big Time Rush Season 1, Episode 2. Big Time School of Rock. Written by David Schiff and directed by Savage Steve Holland. Summary. The guys get a dose of reality when Gustavo tells them they have to go to school while they live in Los Angeles. So now they are upset because they thought they were school free. Didn't have to go to school anymore. But they're 16. They still need an education. Now it's time for some big time trivia. So first we have the appearance of some characters. We meet Miss Collins and we meet Mr. Bitters. Miss Collins is the Palmwood School teacher and Mr. Bitters is the, oh my god, what is he? Oh, he's the hotel manager, my bad. Anyway, so Miss Collins is played by Tara Strong, and she's known as a really talented voice actress. She plays Timmy Turner on The Fairly Odd Parents, she plays Raven on Teen Titans, Bubbles on Powerpuff Girls, and Twilight Sparkle in My Little Pony. Then we meet Mr. Bitters, aka Reginald Bitters. He's played by David Anthony Higgins. And recently he's been on the TV show Mike and Molly, and he makes other guest appearances here and there. So those are our two big special appearance characters. Another trivia is that this is the first official episode of the Big Time Rush series. So Big Time Audition, the first episode, was technically the pilot movie. This is the mark of the beginning of the actual series. This episode premiered to 6.8 million viewers, making it the highest rated premiere for a live action series in Nick history. I love it. Clap, clap, clap. Yes. Love the record breaking. Love that it's awesome. Ugh, I just love how it's loved. You know, when you just love when things are getting appreciated that needs to be appreciated. Awesome, awesome. All right, so that's all the big time trivia I have. How about we dive right into this episode, friends? Are you guys ready? I'm assuming people said yeah, so I'm just gonna get into it. All right, so the episode opens with James and he's asleep on a pool, oh my god, what are those called? Lounge chairs. And Carlos then shouts, free hair gel. And he wakes up and he falls into the pool. You can see, even though the boys are LA superstars, they are still just those goofy Minnesota hockey heads that love to pull pranks on each other. And then Carlos is like, this is great. This is like a vacation, but we're singing. It's a syncation. And they all roll their eyes. But Carlos is adorable. I enjoy him. And then Kelly shows up and she says that they have to go to the studio. And they're like, well, what are we going to go for? Are we going to do some like singing or dancing? She's like, no, you guys are going to school. And then we head to the theme song. You gotta live it big time. All right, skip theme song. They're like, come on, Kelly, we don't want to go to school. And then Kelly points out the Actors, Singers, and Performers Association say that kids under 18 have to attend 4 hours of school a day. And then she's like, guys, I gave you pamphlets. Didn't you read them? And then we have a little montage of what each of them did with the pamphlet. Kendall turned his into a ball and played hockey with it. Logan turned his little pamphlet into a paper chain of people. And then James hit his with a spider. and threw it away. And Carlos used his as toilet paper. And then we hear a school bell and all these kids just start running out with backpacks. And they all run out and they just kind of push Kelly aside. And I don't know where Kelly went, but she got trampled by a bunch of teenagers. And it turns out all these kids are going to the Palmwood School. And that's where we meet Miss Collins, aka Tara Strong. So that's Timmy Turner in person. And they are learning fractions and they're going to do it with pi, which is actually a very, very good way to do fractions. And Logan goes, I love fractions. And Carlos says, I love pie. Perfect. And so they're like, oh, we'll love this school. And Kelly's like, you're not going to school here. And they're like, well, where are we going to school? So they're going to school at Rock Records, and it's called School of Rock. And essentially they get shoved into it looks like a closet that they're learning in, and there's a chalkboard, and they have like these four desks. And I'm kind of obsessed with how they sit. Okay, because they change a lot. I'm tracking how they're sitting in these desks. So we got Kendall and James. Behind James is Logan, and then next to Logan is Carlos, okay? So that's our first rotation of, that's our first, oh my god, seating arrangement. That's the word. That's our first seating arrangement we see. And then comes in their first teacher, Mr. Smitty. Now, Mr. Smitty is played by the actor. His name's D. Bradley Baker, and he actually is another voice actor like Tara Strong. He plays the voice of Perry the Platypus on Phineas and Ferb. He's also that orange fish in American Dad. I think Klaus. Yeah, Klaus. Yeah, he has like, I don't know. I'm gonna know. Mr. Smitty seems kind of like a little nerd, but then once Gustavo and Kelly leave, he gets very angry and tells them that their band will fail because he once had a dream of being in a boy band. So he's putting out all of his anger on them. Then we head back to the Palmwoods where Mrs. Knight tells Katie she's gonna homeschool her, but Katie's like, Mom, I can go to school at the Palmwoods. And Mom and Knight's like, no, here, I got it. And then she tries teaching her math and history, and she's like, wait, no, never mind. So Mama Knight tries to enroll Katie into the Palmwood School, but turns out she has to be a member of the union to be a student in this school. So she has to get a job in TV, film, or music. And then this is where we meet Mr. Bitters, the hotel manager. And then he turns quickly and he's like, well, if she wants to be on TV or anything, she's gonna need a talent agent. So he quickly turns into this talent agent and he goes, actually, he needs a talent manager, because then he just quickly turns from hotel manager to talent manager. And he's like, I get 15% of her earnings. And Katie's like, 5% or we walk. And he's like, fair. And he gives them a list of casting calls for commercials, and they're on their way to audition. Love it. Then we head back to the closet where the boys are learning, and James and Logan switch seats. So, told you, they switch seats. So now it's Kendall, Logan, James, Carlos, instead of the other way around. Okay? So, yeah. And then Mr. Smitty is telling them about his band days and how they will never amount to anything. And so he brings out this math problem. And it says, if four boys are in a band and make $10,000 and their manager takes 15% and their record sales 80%, how much dream is crushed? Somebody's very bitter and putting all their emotions out on the children. And so it turns out the answer to how much dream was crushed is all of it. All of the dream was crushed. And then Kendall leans over and goes, what do you guys think's happening at the Palmwood School right now? And there's like a flashback. And on the board it say, today is monkey day. And their English assignment is to throw away their textbooks. And their science project is a water fight. So they all start squirting water guns at each other. This is what the boys are imagining is happening in the Palmwood School. And not only are there people with water guns, but there's people in corners like eating pie. So there's still pie left over from the math fractions lesson. But they're not even like eating it. They're eating it from the tin pan. It's wild. What a time. And then Mr. Spitty sprays them with water because they need to pay attention to the board. They all whisper to each other and they're all like, oh, we gotta get out of this school. It's too much. So then they try to trick Mr. Smitty and they tell him he's really got talent and he really needs to go for his dream. He shouldn't be giving up. And he's like, well, maybe you're too old for a boy band, but you're perfect for a man band. So they convince man bands are all the rage this day. And then Carlos adds, in Germany! And then they convince Mr. Smitty to record a demo in the studio. And he's like, no, guys, I put it all behind me. But then he gets in the studio and starts recording Gotta Live It Big Time. And they're all like, great job, man! That was wonderful! So they got him his demo, they packed him his briefcase, and now he is off to Germany. And they also printed him a one-way ticket to Dusseldorf. And he leaves. His luggage is right there, all packed, and he leaves. And they're like, well, we gotta tell Gustavo now that our teacher bailed. But Gustavo was right there, listening behind the whole time. And he's like, oh, go get a new teacher, Kelly. Someone untrickable. I like that line. It's funny. And then we see Katie at an audition. But it turns out she's auditioning for a laxative commercial, which she really doesn't fit the profile. It's all older women. She's 10 years old. And then some lady's like, do you think she's right for this commercial? Come back tomorrow. There's a potato chip spot for a cute kid. And then Katie's like, can I fire you? Mrs. Knight's like, no, I'm your mother. Then we get a new teacher and a new seating arrangement. We have Logan in the back, Carlos in the front, Kendall to the right, and James in the back, okay? We have a new teacher. She seems like a very strict woman. Her name's Mrs. Chizdick? Chizdick. The teacher goes, she's like, I'm strict. I'm tougher than the other guy. I have a black belt, and I'm not afraid to use it. So saying, I don't know if she has a black belt in karate or an actual black belt. And then she says, nothing is going to get me to leave. And then Kendall pulls out keys, and he goes, the Porsche out front, it's yours if you leave right now. So Kendall just gave this woman Gustavo's Porsche. 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 I could say Porsche. Anyway, so then Kelly comes in and goes, guys, why do you keep doing this? And Kendall's like, we need a proper education. We're in a supply closet. So we find out they actually are in a closet. They are in a supply closet. That seems awful. And then there's an intercom that says, all students to Principal Rock's office. So they get called into the office. And we see Gustavo sitting behind a desk and he's sharpening a pencil. He's kind of in, kind of dressed like Dean Pelton from Community. He's got the short sleeve and the ugly tie. And then there's a picture of Dwight D. Eisenhower behind him. I don't know. He goes, boys, I care about you. And then he tells a story about how when he was in school, his principal was really mean. And then he said, I would be a good principal one day. I would be kind, fair, generous. And Carlos says, you're none of those things. And he goes, exactly! Things don't work out the way they're supposed to. And Kendall's like, but Principal Rock, this school isn't meeting our social and educational needs. And they're like, with field trips, girls, and pie, says Carlos, of course. And then they're gonna find a teacher that's going to enforce the rules. A WWE superstar, super teacher. They all laugh. Kendall says, who are you gonna get? Chris, the Masterpiece Masters? And guess who he gets? Chris, the Masterpiece Masters. And so Chris Masters, the Masterpiece, he is actually a WWE superstar, actual WWE wrestler. I think that's repetitive if you say WWE wrestler. I don't know. Anyway, so he comes into the classroom, screams at the guys. They're all freaking out. Again, they all switch seats. Logan's in the front, then Carlos, then James, then Kendall. They keep switching around. I think it's to indicate that they're goofballs. And Kendall goes, I did not see this coming. So it turns out they really got Chris Masters because he's the only certified WWE teacher. And he tells them to throw away their books and he wants them to lift their desks, like bench presses. So right now they are lifting their desks above their heads. I hope they are okay. And then we see them and they're like getting ready for school the next day. And they're like, we can't do this. They can't move their arms. Tyler goes, hey guys, high five. And they're like, ow. Can't lift their arms. And then they find out the Palmwoods is doing class outside, and what they're picturing is they're in the pool doing work, and all the kids are on inner tubes, and they're just playing with beach balls. See one person still eating pie, and Tyler's eating pie. And as they're imagining this, Kelly's yelling at them to hurry up. You're gonna be late for school. So they're all saying what they imagined the school has. And Kendall says, mine had beach balls. Carlos's had pool pie. And Logan said, mine had a low student to teacher ratio. I like that line. I think that's funny. That's something Logan would say. So now they're just trying to figure out how they're gonna get rid of Mr. Masterpiece. Kendall goes, my mom packed corn chowder for lunch today. So then we go over to Katie. She's auditioning for the chips commercial. And her mom goes, go in there and just be yourself. She goes, wait, no, don't. go be an angel. So Katie does the audition and then she blows it because she's like, these chips suck. And so does this commercial. She dumps the chips on the floor and her mom's like, Katie! And then we're at Rock Records. And the masterpiece is wearing like a tank top and then has a tie around it, so it's formal wear. So, and he made it another day. Good for him. All right, and then we have our seating arrangement. We have James, Kendall, Carlos, and Logan. So they all just keep switching up. Anyway, I think we had that seating arrangement earlier. No, I don't think we did. Anyway, so what they plan on doing right now is they're taking the corn chowder and they dump it in front of James. So it looks like he threw up. And then Mr. Masterpiece turns around and he sees, oh my gosh, he's throwing up. And then Carlos goes, awesome, chunky vomit. And then they all start eating it, making it think that they're eating vomit, but it's actually corn chowder to gross out Mr. Masterpiece. And he screams and freaks out and runs away. And then Gustavo comes out of his office and he's sharpening the pencil again, like a principal would. They get called into the principal's office again, and Gustavo has the binder of the ASPA with all the list of teachers and all the list of rules of what needs to be happening. He chucks the binder at Logan. Logan catches it and falls. Kind of staged, but very funny. So James has declared, he's like, guys, I think we should just kiss the Palmwood school goodbye. But then Logan goes, wait, no. There's all these rules that Gustavo has to follow if he wants to have his school here. So he's got to play by these rules. And then James goes, I smell a plan. And then Gustavo has the ties and he goes, which one would make me look more like a principal? And Kelly goes, the ugly one. Then the guys start dumping all their stuff everywhere. And Gustavo's like, excuse me? And then he's like, guys, why'd you dump your sweaty stuff everywhere? Well, Kendall says, according to the ASAP rules, students must have a place to keep all personal belongings. And then Carlos and Logan walk into Gustavo's office and they just start putting his underwear on his awards. And then Gustavo's like, okay, find a place for the dogs to keep their stuff. That's not my office. And go, wait, where's your teacher? And he's like, well, ASPA rules give teachers 5 sick days and 2 personal days. And so then we see a teacher running by with a surfboard being like, woohoo! Which, that doesn't make any sense to me because, like, yeah, you get, like, your personal days, but, like, you have to still come back to work. Like, it's not like you're set for life. I don't know. That just bothered me. Anyway. Okay, now we're seeing Katie audition for something else. She's auditioning for a Suds laundry detergent commercial. And then she's there, and this mop top kid thinks that he's better than Katie, and he's like, oh, like, you think you're gonna get the commercial? And Katie's like, leave me alone. And Mrs. Knight's like, Katie, no, let's not do that. And then the mom of the mop top kid's like, oh yeah, she's not as great as my little Elliot. And so then the moms start fighting, and Katie then beats up the kid, and they're beating each other up, and the talent agent comes out and is like, and then she goes back in. And then Kelly and Gustavo, we're back at Rock Records, they're looking through the rule book to see if there's any other loopholes, and they're looking, and then a goat walks in, and he's really cute, and then he walks out, and it turns out one of the rules is all schools must have a mascot, and so the goat is their mascot. And it's a very nicely trained goat. I don't know. It's just, look at it. It's just, oh, time to walk. He's very poised. He's a good goat. And so then you hear like a basketball horn, and it turns out they set up a basketball gym in the studio because they need extracurriculars too. And turns out, so we have Big Time Rush, and they're like, oh, we're playing the Hopeless Housewives, which is obviously play on the Desperate Housewives. So they're playing these moms, and they're losing 64-5 to the Hopeless Housewives. They're the goats. And then you see Kelly really quick, already wearing like a goat's t-shirt, and she's cheering and she's holding the goat, and Gustavo's like, dude, what? She's like, well, if you can't beat him, join him. Oh, I forgot to say, they named the goat Gus, short for Gustavo. And then they're back in the principal's office, Gustavo's office, and he's like, you can't beat me, this will not go unpunished. And then he decides to expel them, and they're like, what does that mean? And he's like, I'm kicking you out of the School of Rock, now get out of here. And Gustavo says, it wasn't easy, but they needed to be disciplined. And then Kelly says, so I'll pick up the guys at 12:30 from the Palmwood School and bring them here. And Gustavo goes, yep. And the boys are cheering outside, so they finally won. So then we go back to the Palmwoods, and we see that Katie got the Suds O laundry detergent commercial. And it's just her and that boy she was beating up earlier, wrestling in the grass. And then Mama Knight walks by, and she's holding the Suds box, so she got the commercial too! Ugh! Love this show. And then we see Mr. Bitters walking by with his 5% of the cut. He's wearing a fur coat. He's got a gold chain. He made bank just off that one commercial Katie did. And so now the boys are in the Palmwood School. They finally made it. They're trying to talk to the Jennifers. Jennifers are ignoring them, of course. And then Miss Collins gets up and goes, "Hey guys, we're gonna talk about water displacement." And so the boys then stand up with water guns. They start spraying everywhere. Carlos got a pie. He's eating it. And everybody else is like, "What are you doing? This is school!" And everybody's upset. Katie's like, "Dudes!" And Carlos says, "The school is much more fun in our fantasies." And they end and they're in detention and they're writing on the board, "I will not spray water soaker in class. I will," multiple times. Yes! And that is the end of episode 2. Woo! Yeah! So, great job. Yes! So guys, that was episode 2, Big Time School of Rock. Now I'm gonna say who my favorite of the episode was, my favorite moment, favorite song. Well, we didn't really see them perform this episode, but we did hear, you know, the theme song, of course, so I guess that wins. I really liked the goat. That was my favorite part, where the goat would come in, a very well-trained goat. And my favorite person in this episode, let's say, I think Carlos. Carlos is just so innocent. He loves his pie. He loves his syncation. He's just an all-around great guy. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. Remember to follow Big Time Podcast on Instagram at Big Time Podcast. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify or go to anchor.fm/Big Time Podcast. Can't wait for next episode, which is Big Time Crib. Ugh, so excited. Thank you again so much for listening. Bye.